Good morning again, brothers and sisters. Happy New Year.
新年好。
This is the first day of, first Sunday of, this, month.
这是今年新年第一个月第一个主日。
Yeah, the first, Lord's Day of this year, 2024.
2024年第一个主日。
We thank God that He still has mercy. His mercy is new every morning.
他的怜悯每一天都是新的。
We will continue study and the gospel according to, Saint Matthew.
让我们继续来学习马太福音。
And, in the book of Matthew, as you remember, last time we studied Matthew chapter 1 through, chapter 8, verse 1 through verse 27.
上一次我们讲到马太福音八章一到二十七节。
Yeah, Matthew has shown, has been shown us who Jesus is and what is he has been doing on earth.
给我们看到耶稣是谁，他在地上做了什么事。
After Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount, came down from the mountainside, he performed miracles upon miracles.
当耶稣在登山宝训的时候，他从山上下来，他就行了各样的神迹。
With one touch of the leprosy, and the leper was healed of his sickness.
他用手触摸这个麻风病人，麻风病人治好。
Jesus.Demonstrated that he is the Lord of diseases.
他是能医治那疾病。
He has the power to drive out demons.
他有那样的权柄和力量去把鬼赶出去。
Demonstrating that he is the Lord of even the unclean spirits.
他即使是一切的灵，他都是主。
And in verse 20, chapter 8,Jesus used the title, the Son of Man, for himself.
在二十节，他称自己为人子。
He reminds his audience, most likely all of them are Jews, that the one prophet Daniel saw in his vision is here.
他提醒所有的犹太人在那里的时候，那在但以理书七章看到那个先知就在这里。
Yeah, that Son of Man was returning to heaven to his father, and he obtained all the authority, dominion from the earth.
我在夜间异象中观看，叫一位像人子的驾着天云而来，被领到亘古常在者面前，得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方各国各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，不能废弃；他的国必不败坏。
So his kingdom lasts forever.
他的国度直到永远。
And in verses 23 through verse 27,
在23到27节那里，
Jesus shows us that he is the Lord of the winds and the waves.
主给我们显示，他是风和海的主。
He calms the storm.
他平静了风和水。
Remember when Jesus told the disciples to get on a boat, and suddenly there was a furious storm.
我们记得主耶稣让他门徒上船的时候，那里有很大的风浪。
Jesus was sleeping.
可是我们的主在那里睡觉。
And the disciples were scared to death.
那所有的门徒都非常的害怕。
And they woke him up.
他们所有人都起来。
So, Lord, save us. We are going to drown.
我说主啊，救我们，因为我们马上就要淹死了。
Yeah, pay attention to the word drown.
请注意被淹死这个字。
And Jesus replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?"
主耶稣回答说：“你们这小信的人呐，你们为什么害怕？”
Every time I read this verse and in my prayer reminded of this verse, I'm thinking this describes me.
每次读这个经文，我就想，这是就是在说我。
why you have so little faith.
你是何等的小信吗？
Yeah. And later Jesus got up, rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm.
主耶稣斥责风和海，风和海就平静。
And the Bible says the man were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him.
圣经记载说那些人都惊奇，这是谁呢？连风和海都听他。
Yeah, they were afraid of the storm and because they were going to drown.
他们害怕那风和海，因为他们就要被淹死。
But after Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves, they were, Book of Mark says, terrified.
当主平静风和海的时候，马可福音就说那些人非常的惊恐。
They had never seen anyone like Jesus can make the winds and the waves completely calm.
他们从来没有见过像主耶稣那样让风和海完全平静。
Yeah, this describes, you know, what Jesus can do in our lives.
这就代表着主耶稣在我们的生命中能做什么。
He can calm any storm in your lives and in my life if we trust in him.
他能平静一切的风浪在你我的生活中，如果我们相信他的话。
This is exactly what the Apostle Paul teaches us in Philippians.
这就是使徒保罗在腓立比书所教导我们。
He teaches us how to have peace in our daily lives.
他教导我们如何在每日的生活中有平安。
Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。腓立比书四章四节。
Let your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近。
The Lord is near.
主已经近。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心和意。
Remember, Jesus rebuked the winds and waves with a word.
记得我们的主是用他的话来平静风和海。
So anytime you are in the storm of your life,
无论何时你在你生活生命的风暴之中，
if you pray, make a request to God, the Bible says the Lord is near. He will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
如果你在那样的情形，希望你在祷告中寻求请求，因为圣经说主已经近了，他会保守。
He has the power to calm any storm.
他有权柄和力量让一切风浪所平息。
Now come to today's scripture reading from verse 28 to verse 34.
在今天我们要读的28到34节这里。
Matthew shows us that Jesus has the power to drive out demons.
马太给我们看见主耶稣有能力把邪灵赶出去。
Now we understand why Jesus ordered his disciples to get on a boat, even though they experienced the storm.
现在我们知道为什么主把他的门徒放到船上，即便会经历很大的风浪。
We come to understand maybe this is to increase their faith in him.
我想这是因为他要增加他门徒在他里面的信心。
He is continually showing who he is.What he can do to his disciples.
他持续地给我们看见我们主耶稣的能力在他门徒身上有何等大的见证。
And when he arrived at the other side in the region of the Gadarenes,
他们在加利利在另一个区域中到那地方的时候，
two demon-possessed men coming from the tombs met him.
有两个被鬼附着的人来到前面，在哪？
They were so violent that no one could pass that way.
他们极其凶猛，甚至没有人能从那条路上经过。
What do you want with us, Son of God?
你要从他们得什么呢，神的儿子？
They shouted.
他们喊着。
Now, the Bible describes angels.
圣经中记载很多天使的事。
Yeah, there are good angels and there are fallen angels.
There are 那里有好的天使，有不好的。
The fallen angels,、mm-hmm. the Bible calls them unclean spirits.
在那些堕落的天使，圣经说他们是邪灵。
In contrast to the Holy Spirits,
与圣洁的灵是相对应的。
And also,、the Bible describes them demons.
圣经说他们是鬼。
And they are very violent.
他们是非常、凶猛。
And their purpose is to destroy humanity.
他们的目的就要摧毁人类。
And their purpose is to destroy the kingdom of God.
目的就要毁掉神的国度。
But you know, I know that they have failed completely.
我们知道他们会彻底失败。
The good angels are guarding all the believers.
那洁净的灵乃是去保守我们每一个信徒。
And the good angels also serve the Lord day and night.
那些好的天使同样是在昼夜侍奉主。
And angels, they are spiritual beings.
那天使是一个灵界的受造物。
And they are spirits, but they don't have a body like us.
他有灵，但是没有像我们一样有身体。
They know things in the spiritual realm.
他们在灵界的事情，他们明白。
They not like us. After falling from sin, we all of us don't see spiritual things.
他不像我们，不幸的是，我们堕落之后，我们并不见很多灵界的事情。
They recognize something that the disciples failed to recognize at this point.
那些天使能看到很多那些门徒们看不到的事。
When they saw Jesus, they said, "Son of God."
他看到耶稣的时候，他们说神的儿子。
They know that Jesus is the Son of God.
他们知道主耶稣是神的儿子。
They cried out that, "What do you want us? What do you want with us, Son of God?" They shouted.
他们喊着说：“神的儿子，我们与你有什么相干？”
And the title, "The Son of God,"
神的儿子
is very important for each one of us.
这个神的儿子这个称呼对我们非常重要。
Yeah. And remember, the disciples ask themselves, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him."
我们记得那些门徒当时说，这个人是谁呢？即使风和海都听他的。
Yeah, this kind of answer to their question.
那这个称呼就回答了他的问题。
Yeah, Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子。
Yeah, the Son of God.Is the foundation of our belief, our salvation.
神的儿子是我们信仰的基石。
And it is the rock of the church.
是我们信仰的基石，是教会的基石。
Remember when Simon Peter confessed that you are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
我们记得西门彼得马太十六章说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You remember Jesus said, "You are blessed."
耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
The rock is the confession of Peter.
那个磐石就是彼得那里的见证。
That Jesus is Messiah, Jesus is the Son of the Living God.
主耶稣就是弥赛亚，是神的儿子，是基督。
And the gates of Hades or the gates of hell will not overcome.
阴间的门不能胜过他。
Yeah. The power of the devil will not overcome the church.
阴间的权柄不能胜过这教会。
Because Jesus is the Son of God, is the foundation of our faith.
因为耶稣基督是神的儿子，是我们信仰的根基。
And also the focal point of Satan's attack.On Jesus when he was tempted in the desert.
当主耶稣在旷野被试探的时候，撒旦一个重要的攻击就是什么？
Yeah. What did he attack him on?
他 让主他们怎么去攻击主的呢？
Remember the tempter came to Jesus says if you are the son of God tell this stone to become bread。
那试探的人近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣就回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神嘴里说出的一些话。
This man is not any man.
这个人并不是任何一样。
This man is a Christian.
这些人呢是基督徒。
Because if you are not a Christian, you cannot live on the word of God.
如果你并不是基督的话，你不能因神的话。
And if you are a Christian, you can only live if you eat the word of God.
如果你是基督的话，你只能因神的话。
And later, the tempter tempted Jesus, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down.
接着魔鬼带他进了圣城，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。”
For it is written，
因为经上说
，Satan knows the scripture，
撒旦知道圣经。
And remember also Jesus on how Jesus answered him。
那你记得主怎么说的吗
？And Jesus said，
主说。
In verse, chapter 4, verse 7, Jesus said, it is written,
在第七节主说，圣经上记着说，
do not put the Lord your God to the test.
不要试探主，不可试探主。
Yeah. So the focal point of Jesus' of Satan's temptation, on Jesus,is do you really believe you are the son of God?
那紧要的攻击就是你信主耶稣是神的儿子。
Yeah. This is the focal point of his attack.
这是非常要紧的他的攻击的地方。
Remember just a few verses, few verses earlier in the end of chapter 3 of Matthew.
在前面马太三章的后面。
After Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended on him, and there was a voice from heaven.
当主耶稣受浸的时候，有灵从天上降下来。
The Father testifies about him. This is my Son, whom I love. With him, I'm well pleased.
天父有天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
So, what?Satan was trying to do to Jesus.
那魔鬼试图在耶稣身上做什么呢？
He wanted to put confusion into his mind that maybe he's not God's son.
他想迷惑耶稣，想给耶稣一些犹豫，好像还不是神的儿子一样。
That's why he had to go through temptation.
这就是为什么耶稣会经历这些事。
That's why he had to go through so.Many troubles in the desert.
这就是为什么主耶稣在四十天在旷野的时候受的那样的试探。
But that's exactly how Jesus saved us.
但那同样也是如何耶稣基督救我们的方法。
Because he withstood the temptation, he can save us. All of us that face temptations every day.
因为他试过了那些试探，就像我们每日所受的试探。主也替我们都胜过。
So the title, the Son of God, of Jesus is the Son of God, is extremely important for our faith.
所以，神的儿子对我们的信心来说是非常非常重要。
And let's see what else the demons shouted.
我们看到那些魔鬼他们说什么。
Have you come here to torture us before the appointed time?
时候还没有到，你就上这里来来找我们，来叫我们受苦吗？
There are two things the demons know.
在那些魔鬼有两件事他们知道。
One thing is that they will be tortured.
有一件事他们知道，他们会会受苦。
And another thing is that there is an appointed time.
另一件他们知道那会有一个时候这件事会发生。
And they know that the time, that time has not come yet.
他们知道那个时间还没有到。
Yeah. So those two things they know. They were taught by their master, Satan.
对，是因为他们的主魔鬼所告诉他们。
And Jesus, of course, he knows it's not time to throw them into the lake of fire also.
主耶稣当然知道还不是时候把他们扔到火湖里去。
Yeah. And the Bible tells us that at, in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4. So, it says that the fallen angels, once they sinned, they will be sent to hell.
就是天使犯了罪，谁也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱。
Putting them in chains of darkness to be held for judgment.
交在黑暗坑中等候审判。
And the book of Jude, verse 6 says, And the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day.
犹大一章六章说，又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘禁在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
And in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10, we are told that And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
启示录二章十节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永远。
This is their destiny.
这就是他们的最终的地方。
Yeah.And the demons begged Jesus, if you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs.
所以那些邪灵就对主耶稣说，如果你要赶我们，把我们赶到猪身上去。
It's hard for us to understand that Jesus would negotiate with the devil, the demons.
这让我们很难明白为什么主和这些邪灵谈价。
And, but we know that Jesus knows that their time of everlasting torment is not here yet.
当主耶稣就他们在永远里受苦的时候，那个时刻还没有到。
Yeah, and then there were some pigs in the near distance.
附近呢有一个猪群。
So, and Jesus gave them permission. Go, they came out and went into the pigs.
耶稣说去吧，鬼就出来进入猪群。
So after Jesus gave them permission, the demons came out of the pig and went in, came out of the man and went into the pigs.
当时说全群就突然闯下，他们就全进入猪群。
And what happened to those pigs?
那些猪后来怎么样呢？
The pigs rushed down the steep bank into water and died in water.
全群都忽然闯下山崖，投在海里。Yes.
The pigs are drowned.
那些猪都被淹死。
And remember what the disciples was terrified about?
你们记得那些门徒所感到惊异的是什么？
They were afraid of drowning.
他们所害怕的就是被淹死。
And here, the pigs were drowned.
那些猪群就全部淹死。
Yeah. And what happened to the people in the town?
那的城里的人怎么反应呢？
And after the those tending the pigs told them what happened to the pigs and to the demon possessed man.
当放猪的跑进城，将一切的事和被鬼附的人所遭遇的都告诉人之后。
The Bible says, verse 34, then the whole town went out to meet Jesus.
那圣经三十四节说，合城的人都出来迎接耶稣。
And you would think that they would thank Jesus, praise him, and welcome into our town.
我们可能会期待他们会欢迎主耶稣，希望主耶稣到他们的城里去。
But they did not do any of that.
他们没有做任何证明的事。
Yeah, when they saw the man, demon possessed man came to their senses and are restored to normal.
他们见到主耶稣的时候，他们反应很特别。
They pleaded with him to leave their region.
圣经说，既见了，就央求他离开他们的境界。
Why?
为什么？
They do not welcome Jesus. Why they do not praise him, thank him?
他们为什么不接纳主耶稣？为什么他们不赞美、感谢主
？Could be that their value system is perverted.
是因为他们的认识系统被扭曲。
Because the Bible tells us there are about 2,000 pigs.
特别圣经说他们大约有2000。
That's a lot of wealth.
那是很多的财产。
Yeah, maybe they value the lives of pigs more than the value of human beings.
哦，可能是他们正就是很痛心，他们失去了那么多的猪。
And on the other hand, the pigs are called unclean animals in the Bible.
在另一方面呢，那猪在圣经中是不洁净的。
And Jesus, in Jesus' value system, he values human souls more than anything in this world.
在神的眼中，在主的眼中，他对人的灵魂是比世界的一切都看重。
Jesus knows that animals are for human, not human for animals.
他们知道那些动物是为了人的，并不是人，并不是为了动物。
And Jesus knows that even if one soul is saved, it's worth it.
主耶稣知道，即便有一个灵魂被拯救，其实那2000头猪都不算什么。
Yeah, even 2,000 pigs died, even the whole world is destroyed.
2,000头猪死掉，即使全世界都毁灭，都不如灵魂拯救主。
The Bible says that in Psalm 49 verse 20.
诗篇49:20那里说。
If a man in his honor, but without understanding, he's like beasts or animals that perish.
人在尊贵中而不醒悟，就如死亡的畜类一样。
Yeah, that's how valuable that human souls in God's sight.
人的灵魂在神的眼中是何等尊贵。
Yeah, so.If we do not have understanding, the understanding means we don't know the gospel. That means we will be like those animals perish.
圣经说，如果我们不像在福音面前不醒悟、不接受，我们就像那些畜类。
We don't know what happened to the people in that town.
我们不知道那个城的人后来发生了什么。
But looks like Jesus never gone back to that town to preach the good news again.
我们似乎是主耶稣从来没有回到那个城去传福音。
Jesus is traveling around from town to town, synagogue to synagogue, to preach the kingdom of God.
耶稣在城与城之间去传讲神天国的福音。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
天国，神的国近了，你们要悔改。
Believe the good news.
要信福音。
But one thing we know that the demon possessed man after he was restored, he went back to his hometown and preached the good news.
我们知道那个被主拯救的人回到他的城中去传福音。
And told everyone what God has done with him.
他们告诉每一个人神在他身上所行的事。
Now come to chapter 9, verse 1. Jesus stepped into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own town.
在马太福音九章那里说，耶稣上了船，渡过海，来到自己的城里。
Yeah. Now his hometown here is not Nazareth, is not Bethlehem. We know that he was born in Bethlehem, he was raised up in Nazareth, but after he started public ministry,His headquarters is set up in Capernaum.
我们知道这里他自己的城并不是伯利恒，并不是拿撒勒。我们知道他开始传福音的地方是加百农。
加百农。
加百农。
Yeah, his hometown, right?
那是他的 hometown.
Yeah. Some man brought to him a paralytic lying on a mat.
有个人用褥子抬这个摊子到耶稣前来。
Yeah, we don't know how the man got became paralytic.
我不知道那个人怎么变成摊子。
Yeah, but he was lying on a mat. He could not move apparently.
他显然只能躺着，不能移动。
Yeah, and so his friends had to carry him.
啊，他的就有他的朋友去抬着他。
The other gospels tell us that they made tremendous effort lower the man in front of Jesus.
另外的福音说，其他的人用很大的力气才把那些人把那个人放下，放到耶稣面前。
The Bible says so many people were following Jesus and crowded the house.
这就是有那么多人跟随耶稣，那整个那个房子里非常的拥挤。
Yeah, so the man who carried the paralytic could not get close to Jesus.
那个瘫痪的人呢，人们没有他的朋友没有办法把他放到耶稣面前。
He had to move to the top of the house and open the window to lower the paralytic to Jesus.
他们呢？必须到房顶上把房子打开，然后把那个人从用绳子把他放到耶稣面前。
When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic,
完耶稣见他的信心，就对那个瘫子说，
How can you see someone's faith?
你怎么能看到那个人的信心？
Which is invisible.
看不见呢。
But apparently Jesus saw their faith because of their efforts to carry their friend to him.
我们显然看到耶稣见证的信心，正是因为他们所做的这一切来到耶稣面前。
And you notice that when Jesus saw their faith,
我们看到耶稣见他们的信心。
Because the people have faith in Jesus, they carried their friend or their relative to Jesus.
我们看到他的门徒对耶稣有信心，所以他们就费了很大的努力把那个摊子来放到耶稣的面前。
So Jesus said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
耶稣说，对摊子说，小子，放心吧，你的罪赦了。
This is really remarkable.
这是非常重要的话。
Yeah, these people brought the paralytic to Jesus, not want their sins to be forgiven.
他们把这个摊子带到主面前，并没有提到罪的事。
They simply brought the paralytic to Jesus to have him restored of his inability, his paraplegia.
他把摊子放到主的面前，就简单的想让主把他治好，让他再能行走就好。
They just want physical healing.
他只是完全是身体上的医治。
But Jesus said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
但是主就说，小子，放心吧，你罪赦了。
And if Jesus comes to you today, come here, and he calls you by your name.
如果今天主在这里，他对你说你的名字的时候
，son or daughter,
说儿子或者女儿
，your sins are forgiven.
你的罪赦了。
This really endear word for us to hear.
这是何等甜美的话，我们听到的心。
Think about it.
我们再想一想。
All of the sins you committed in the past, present, and in the future, revealed and hidden, are forgiven.
你过去、现在、永远显明的和隐藏的一切罪都赦免。
My friend, a psychiatrist,
我有一个有心理医生的朋友
shared with me that many people, over 90% of my patients come to me, they don't need a psychiatrist.
有 90% 的病人到我这里，他们实际上并不需要心理医生。
They need someone to share the gospel with them to have their sin forgiven so they can have their burden of guilt removed from their hearts.That eating up their soul every day.
他觉得他们需要的是有人把福音传给他们，让他们接受的话，他们的罪、他们的重担就挪去，这样那些罪就不会再每天折磨他。
Yesterday, I just heard a beautiful story about a pastor shared about his daughter.
我昨天刚听到一个牧师讲到一个非常美丽的故事，是关于他女儿。
His daughter was about 5 or 6 years old, and he responded to an altar call, come to Jesus.
那个女儿只有五六岁的时候呢，就接到主的呼召，来到耶稣面前。
He got up and went to the altar to the person who shared the gospel and accepted Jesus as her Lord.
那个主就把那个人带到主的这个台前，然后接受主给他的罪。
The pastor then said, "Ask her."
那主对他的女儿说
，Because he was thinking, how can she understand the gospel?Maybe she's just confused.
主对他的女儿说，主，那个牧师很难相信这么小的女孩会明白，也许她就是糊涂了。
Yeah. Does she really understand the significance of the gospel?
她真的知道这福音的大能吗？
So she asked her. So he asked her.
所以那个牧师就问他女儿说，
Why do you get up and go to receive Jesus.
他就说你为什么站起来去接受耶稣？
And she said, Dad, I have to go.
他说我一定得去。
You know what? I feel that I'm washed, completely washed clean.
你知道什么吗？我感觉到我被彻底的洗净。
I'm totally refreshed.I feel that I'm like a newborn baby.
我觉得我一切都变成新的了，我变成一个新造的。
The pastor said, you know, I did not tell her that newborn babies are not me.
牧师说，我不觉得新的女孩是不干净。
I did not want to teach her theology that all men have sinned, even from birth, even in your mother's womb.
我不太愿意讲说那样的消息，说那个所有人都在罪中。
Yeah. So Jesus said, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
所以耶稣说，小子，放心吧，你的罪是。
If Jesus just stop here, he said, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." This paralytic will be so happy, rejoice, and praising God.For the rest of his life.
如果他对他说耶稣停在这里，他会这样的高兴，会在一生中去赞美。
Why? Because his sins are forgiven, and he knew that one day he will be restored completely to health. His body will be like the resurrected body of Jesus.
因为他知道他的罪被赦了，在将来的有一天，他会得到一个全新的身体，会来到主的面前。
This is so hard for the people of the Old Testament to understand.
这对旧约的人是何等难以理解。
Some of the teachers of the law said to themselves, "This fellow is blaspheming."
那么有人说这些人是就有人说有几个文士说这人说谗妄的话。
Yeah, because.They knew that those teachers, the teachers knew that only God has the power and authority to forgive sins.
那我文士知道，只有神有权柄来赦免罪。
Who is this fellow?
那这个人是谁呢？
You say your sins are forgiven.
你说你的罪赦了。
He understood perfectly that Jesus is claiming that he is a deity.
他这些文士非常的明白，主耶稣实际上就是在证明他就是神。
So they said, no, in their hearts, this fellow is blaspheming.
有几个文士心里说，这个人说谗妄的话。
What is blaspheming?
那什么是谗妄的话呢？
Blaspheme is the original language in Greek means to harm.
在这个谗妄的话，就毒神这句话，在原文希腊文是伤害的意思。
Yeah, to speak something, to act, to do something to harm other people.
这就是你做了一些事去伤害另外的人。
They think that Jesus is damaging God's majesty.
他们觉得耶稣是在损害神的荣耀和权柄。
They are Jesus is damaging God's character.
他们觉得耶稣在伤害神的形象。
Because they look at Jesus as just a man like them.
他们看到耶稣就像他们普普通人一样。
But they don't understand that Jesus is the Son of God.
但他们不明白主耶稣就是神。
And they do not understand this truth, so that's why they said, "You are blaspheming."
因为他们不明白，所以他们说这个人说这样的话。
And Jesus knew what they have in their hearts.
耶稣知道他们心里想什么。
And let's see what Jesus said. Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts?
耶稣知道他们的心意，就是说你们为什么心里怀恶念。
Which is easier?
哪一个更容易呢？
To say your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk.
是说你的罪赦了还是说拿起你的褥子起来走吧。
Jesus did not provide an answer with us.
耶稣并没有直接回答他的问题。
What do you think?
你怎么觉得？
Which is easier to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up, take your mat and go home?
哪个更容易？如果说你的罪赦了，或者说拿起你的褥子起来行走，哪个容易一些？
In one sense, both of them are very easy, very simple.
在某种程度上讲，两个都容易。
Anyone can say your sins are forgiven.
每一个人都能说你的罪赦。
But if I say that your sins are forgiven and there's no evidence of any sort.
如果我说你的罪赦了，但没有任何的证据的话呢
？No one can tell me that you are a liar.
那所有人都会说你是个撒谎。
But if I say that get up and walk, go home, take your mat and go home.
如果我说你拿起了褥子起来行走
，Instantaneously there will be evidence of validation.Or refutation of my power.
所以立刻呢，你说的这句话有没有成效呢？就会被人看出来。
If the paralytic remains there without movement, without getting up, everyone will know that I claim something power that I don't have.
如果那个瘫子不能立刻起来行走的话，所有人都看出来我是没有那样的权柄去做。
Everyone will know that I'm making a fool of myself.
每个人都知道我自己看着像傻瓜。
They will treat me as a lunatic, probably.
他觉得我是就是个骗子。
But Jesus also provided an answer why he did this.
但是耶稣同样说了他为什么这样做的。
But verse 6, but so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
但要叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权利。
So his purpose is to let everyone know that the Son of Man, the title he loved most, has power, authority.To forgive sins.
我们知道主最喜欢的称呼人子，他在地上呢就有赦罪的权利。
And then he said to the paralytic, "Get up, take your mat, and go home."
所以就对瘫子说：“起来，拿你的褥子回去。
”And the man got up and went home.
所以那人就起来回家去。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Jesus is the only one has authority and power to forgive our sins.
主耶稣呢是唯一的那一位，他既有权柄，又能力让我们的罪得赦。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他昨日、今日直到永远都一样。
When the author of Hebrews says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he does not mean that he is in heaven.
希伯来书说的昨日、今日直到永远一样，他并不只是说他在天上。
In one sense, he means that he forgives sins when he walks on earth. He also forgives sins today.
在某种程度上讲，说主耶稣在地上的时候赦免罪恶，那也是在说在今天这个时候，主耶稣也赦免罪恶。
Let's look at the response of the crowd.
我们看到那些人怎么反应。
You see, the crowd saw this. They were filled with awe and they praised God.
众人看见都惊奇，就会荣耀于神。
Which is a response they should have.
那就是他们正常的反应。
Yeah, they should praise God.
他们应该感谢神。
But what happened the next sentence?
那下一句说什么呢？
They thought, you know, they praised God. Why? Because who had given such authority to man?
他们归荣耀神是因为他将这样的权柄赐给
他。In their minds, Jesus is another man. That Jesus was given such authority by God to have such power.
在他们的理解中，耶稣就是一个普通的人，但是神给他这样的权柄，让他能顺服。
But they still fail to understand that Jesus is the Son of God, the God Man, the Son of Man. He is the Savior.
所以那些人还是不能够明白，主耶稣基督自己就是神的儿子。
So the three miracles.Are intimately connected by a central motive.
所以这三个神迹，会联系在一起，它就有一个共同的目的。
When the disciples ask Jesus, pray to Jesus, Lord, save us, we are going to drown.
门徒叫醒了他说：“主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。”
If the Lord Jesus does not save them, they are going to drown.
如果主耶稣不救他们的话，他们就会淹死。
If the Lord Jesus does not drive out the demons of the demon possessed man, they are going to be like the pigs going to drown in water.
如果主耶稣不在他们身上赶出那些鬼的话，他们就像那两千头猪一样，滑下山崖会被淹死。
If Jesus does not forgive the sin of the paralytic, he is going to drown.Like those pigs, like those drawn in the sea.
如果主耶稣不赦免那个瘫子的罪恶的话，他会像那些猪一样。
Because of the burden of sin,
都是因为罪的压力影响。
Yeah. In Psalm 38, verse 4, David says, "For my sins have flooded over my head; they are a burden too heavy for me to bear."
诗篇三十八。篇第四节说：“我的罪孽高过我的头，如同重担叫我担当不起。”
Psalm 32 verse 1-2, David says, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity."
得赦免其过，遮掩其罪的，这人是有福的；和心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为罪的，这人是有福的。
David realized that, you know, without forgiveness.He is going to be drowned in iniquity, in sin.
大卫意识到如果没有罪得赦免，他就会被在罪中被淹死。
In John chapter 20 verse 30-31, John the Apostle says Jesus performed many miracles.
在约翰福音二十章三十、三十一节，耶稣在门徒面前另行了许多神迹。
But it was not recorded.
没有记在这书上。
He told us the purpose of recording those miracles.
他说，但记这些事是要你们，这是有个目的。
Yeah. And these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
Here the life.You may have life. It's not about a biological life.
这里的生命并不是你活在地上这个生命。
It is eternal life.
这是在永远的那个生命。
The eternal life only can be given through Jesus, the Son of God.
这永远中的永恒中生命只能主耶稣基督所赐的。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
哦，天父，我们何等感恩。
How wonderful to be saved by your Son.
何等美好，因信你的主耶稣基督，我们得
救。How sweet to have our sins forgiven！
这是何等甜蜜，我们一切罪都得赦免。
How blessed are we that we are called children of Almighty God！
我们何等感恩，我们成为神。
We thank you, we praise you！
我感恩，感谢你。
In Jesus' name, we pray。
耶稣基督的名。
Amen。
阿门。阿门。